Watch, Al Sharpton invokes scripture to rip Trump and rant against wickedness in high places. By Hannah Blow on June 9, 2020. Reverend Al Sharpton, who delivered the eulogy at George Floyd's funeral in Houston on Tuesday, invoked scripture to rip President Trump during a rant on the reality of wickedness in high places, using the president's visit to St. John's Episcopal Church, which caught fire during a night of violent riots in D.C., as an example. Sharpton appeared at the Fountain of Praise Church in Houston, Texas, to deliver the eulogy for Floyd and used the address to target the president, invoking scripture in an attempt to seemingly build the case of Trump embodying wickedness in high places. Sharpton said, "Breath is sanctified. Breath is sacred. You don't have the right to take God's breath out of anybody. You can't put breath in their body. But you don't look at it that way because of your wickedness, principalities, darkness. You're sitting out trying to figure out how you're going to stop the protest rather than how you're going to stop the brutality. You're calling your cabinet and trying to figure out how it's going to affect your vote rather than how it's going to affect our lives. You're scheming on how you can spin the story rather than how you can achieve justice. Wickedness in high places. You take rubber bullets and tear gas to clear out peaceful protesters and then take a Bible and walk in front of a church and use a church as a prop. Wickedness in high places. You ain't been walking across the street when the church didn't have the boards up. You weren't holding up no Bible when Arbery was killed in Brunswick. When Taylor was killed in Louisville. Wickedness in high places," he continued, drawing from the Epistle to the Ephesians, which details the reality of a spiritual war, explicitly warning followers of Jesus Christ to remain on guard against being tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, and instructing them to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Sharpton appeared to root his remarks against Trump, specifically, in Ephesians 6:12, which reads, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Sharpton failed to mention the context surrounding the president's visit to the historic church, which caught fire during violent riots the previous night. Here in the nation's capital, the Lincoln Memorial and the World War II Memorial have been vandalized. One of our most historic churches was set ablaze. A federal officer in California, an African-American enforcement hero, was shot and killed, Trump said during last week's Rose Garden address prior to visiting the church. The U.S. Park Police, USPP, later affirmed that neither they nor other assisting law enforcement partners to close the area at Lafayette Park used tear gas against protesters and noted that authorities only moved to clear out demonstrators after violent protesters began acting out. USPP said, "Violent protesters on H Street and W began throwing projectiles including bricks, frozen water bottles and caustic liquids. The protesters also climbed onto a historic building at the north end of Lafayette Park that was destroyed by arson days prior. Intelligence had revealed calls for violence against the police, and officers found caches of glass bottles, baseball bats and metal poles hidden along the street. As many of the protesters became more combative, continued to throw projectiles, and attempted to grab officers' weapons, officers then employed the use of smoke canisters and pepper balls. No tear gas was used by USPP officers or other assisting law enforcement partners to close the area at Lafayette Park." As Breitbart News reported, the Nation of Islam, a radical, racist, anti-Semitic and homophobic hate group led by prominent anti-Semite Louis Farrakhan, provided security for the funeral.